Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ulei Nishmas Sarah Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Just a friendly reminder that learning in the Shul this week, graciously sponsored by our dear friends Dr. and Dr. Wenger, commemorating Dr. Wenger's yahrzeit of his paternal grandfather Abraham ben Abraham. We are in Masechta Erevin, and we are in the second Perek Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Yesterday we ended off by highlighting the fact that according to the Tanakhama, one is able to make these pasi biros, this enclosure of corner boards, as small or as wide as you want, as long as you add necessary intervening boards. Rabbi Yehuda now comes along and disagrees with that ruling, and he says you can only make it as large as ad beis asayim. You're only allowed to make it until it reaches the size of two beis sub, which is 50 by 100 amos. Anything larger carrying in there is usher. So the Chachamim disagree with him. The Chachamim said, when they said that you have a two beis sub limit, that's for a garden or a karpef, which used to be a fenced in area that's used for storing wood, because people didn't live there. They're non-residential. However, if there was a pen, or if there was a sachar, an enclosure for animals that's inside of Tanon, and that's places where people live because the shepherds stayed by those two places, or if it was a mukzo or chatzer or a backyard or a courtyard, those are residential areas. So afilu be'ez chamishas kurim, afilu be'ez asara kurim mutar. You should be allowed to go ahead and go even in a larger space, because people go in there to draw water. You should be allowed to go as far away as you want, as long as you keep adding the boards in order to make sure that the breaches are not too large. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda also says, if a public domain, a public road happens to go through your Pasi Biros, so you have to divert the Pasi Biros so that the public domain is not there. Said, if by definition a pirza can't be more than 13 and a third amos, and a public road is 16 amos, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to divert it, because it's not going to be a derech harabim. It's a space that's going to be there. It's going to get cut off by the road. Right, whether you're using a public water hole, which rainwater goes into, or a well, which is from an underground source, or it's a private well, right? So you can use these pasi biros. To draw water from a private water hole, which gathers the water from the rain, there you have to make a regular mechitza. And why is that? It has two deficiencies. It dries up more than a well does, and since it's a private hole, which is used by fewer people, if it dries up, there won't be people around to remind everybody not to carry. And so the Chachamim said, in that situation, you have to use regular mechitzos, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva's understanding. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, what are you talking about? Ein osim pasin ela be'er rabim bovan. The only time you can use pasi biros was for a public well. It doesn't dry up. And if it does, a large number of people are using it to tell each other not to carry. For everything else, you have to make sure that you use a regular mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, or at least three belts that go all the way around that are separated by three tefachim each, and together make a total of another tefach to make 10 tefachim in that situation. Okay, we will stop over here, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.